This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So in just about a year, we're going to be having the WBC conversation, getting all jacked up for that. So I was thinking about it, and I remember a conversation I had with Red Sox first baseman Tristan Casas when the last one was going on, and him saying that, you know, one of his goals was to be the representative for Team USA at first base by the time the next one came up. The next one, of course, is 2026. So I wanted to loop back with him about that, and he's changed his tune a little bit, and we all change our tune sometimes. It's been a few years, or a little bit, and he wanted to give his perspective of how he viewed the WBC, and I think that also the fact is that he maybe changed his perspective a little bit, because last year was supposed to be his breakout year, and it was obviously curtailed by a significant injury. So maybe he's not viewing it that way because that didn't go the way it planned. But, you know, who knows? If he goes off this year, will his conversation and perspective change again? I don't know. All I can do is go with what he said to me just the other day about how he's viewing the WBC and participating in the WBC. And as always, it's always insightful and entertaining and educational when it comes to talking with Tristan Casas about anything. So I just wanted to give you this quick BIB on the go. Here you go, Tristan Casas' perspective of playing for Team USA in the next World Baseball Classic.
I know that's a year off, but do you think about that at all?
No, it's not something that I think about. I'm sure it'd be a great experience. But
it's a good goal, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. People forget about the Baseball Classic so quickly. You know, I mean, I feel like it's here, and then it's there, and then it's gone. And then nobody talks about it anymore, and then it doesn't even really matter. So I'm focused on winning a World Series, though. That would be really cool.
That would be playing first base, winning a World Series.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But I do remember, like, the saying, like, it's because, you know, the best of the best, and that's obviously what you want to be. But going, watching it, do you have a different perspective of it now, maybe, than even 2 years ago? I know you played in Team USA, so you had that experience.
Yeah, if I thought it increased my value at all, I'd want to do it. But I don't think that it helped me do anything except get a good experience.
Increase your value, like contract value? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to clarify. I don't know what other value, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
winning World Series also increases value.
That would increase my value. Yeah. But playing in a World Baseball Classic, I don't know. I'd rather be here in spring training with the guys, getting better.
So if, like, you presented that opportunity right now, and I know it's a year off, your inclination would be to stay here, or is that up in the air? I don't want to put words in your mouth, like. And you don't have to make the decision now.
If 1 year from now I'm the best American first baseman, then absolutely I would go try to win that tournament for my country, absolutely. And to be able to boast and brag that your country is the best at the most difficult sport in the world would be a really great honor.
Mm.
But is this something that I'm focused on right now?
No.
Or that I thought about? No.
Okay.
Not one bit.
That's fair. But you did, what was it, did it hit when you did play for Team USA? Did that hit like you thought it would? You know, like you just said, playing for your country and everything else like that. I mean, unique experience, right?
Yeah, but all of that was to get to right here, though.
Yeah.
I'm already, if I'm here, I just want to be here for longer. So, like, all those USA teams and even the Olympics, like, that was to get here and to feel ready when I got here. Just to feel like I played in those pressure-packed situations and those big-time games and, you know, making sure, like, that I was...
it was part of your preparation, yeah.
I was under... a lot of stress, and I was under a lot of different emotions, and I was still able to control them, come out better on the other side as a consequence of it. And they were great tournaments and stuff, but they were just telling me get ready to be here.
What, have you ever been nervous at the plate? You just made me think of that.
No, I've never been nervous at the plate, actually. I feel 100% qualified to be up there.
At every little league, high school, minor leagues. I mean, I'm just thinking of the big stage, and you've been on some big stages, so that's good. It's good perspective.
I deserve the right to fail every single time.
Is that TM? Can I put that on?